President. Oh, President, how are you?
How are you?
Mayor, how are you?
Yeah.
Nice to see you.
How you doing?
Well, you got coffee?
You know, I made a lot of comments. Leaders meeting half of the way. I was gonna tell you, there was three things which I, need to go without saying. I didn't, oh, this was just when I hadn't seen you for quite a while. Didn't want you to feel out of the night. First, that, Bizarre, I brought him over, and I understand you know him.
Yes, sir.
How would you know? I have total confidence in him, and I hope you have. If you don't, don't work with him, you know what I mean? I don't want any situation developing like we did in town. Do you know what I mean? Like that. You ever have a feeling, though, that there's any, you're working with Bizarre, that you extend it to the other, that's perfectly appropriate. Do you know him well, or?
No, I don't know him well. I've done some character contacts over the years, so.
Over at Defense Al, hey, you know him, and that's how you're like, well, we're interested to be pretty common guy with particular expertise in the area of, you know, the relations with the, confidential documents from my friend and so forth and so on. So I thought that we just put him in full-time, I think, so that he could work with the department and so forth. But, it's your call, and I wanna make sure you understand that I don't want any handy-bandy that if there ever any thought that there's something going on, but guy, let me know.
I will, indeed.
I'm gonna be misled again. Second point is that with all this hullabaloo about the special prosecutors, I told you that I would make the broadcast, you know, I'm sure you can. It's with great regret, frankly, in a personal sense, that I had to do that. I told Richards. And, it is under no circumstances any reflection. As a matter of fact, I think it's a hell of a better idea. I think it's gonna slow down. I mean, this talk between us, I think it's gonna slow down the process. It's gonna get an extra guy.
It's not an idea I like either, Mr. President, but, it's an idea I think that we've both been forced to.
We were all against it. We were talking about the dot-com thing. And the first time you came over, remember, April 15th, you know, on Sunday afternoon, and Dick Klein issued, you said, no special prosecutor. No, he talked about special prosecutor.
Yes,
my idea did, but you didn't think much of the idea, remember? And I thought it was a lousy idea.
I still regret it, but I feel now that it's necessary.
It's necessary.
We're talking about confidence.
In order to the confidence. Now, on the other hand, I think as far as the confidence factor is concerned, Henry, the important thing is here that you fellows are doing one hell of a job now. I mean, my God, we're serving you up the heads of the White House people over there, right in line. I mean, you have no problem on that. Everybody's cooperating.
We have lots of problems. There's no sense of accomplishment, no pleasure in the job, Mr. President.
I know. When I say serve them up, my point is, if there was ever any feeling of non-cooperation, as there may have been in the period of the Dean period, and I'm not blaming him, he may have thought he was wrong, but you know what I mean? If there was any feeling of that, there is no feeling like that. Ruckel's House is cooperating. Everybody is giving you the total cooperation that you want. You have no problem on that, right?
Exactly.
Right. I don't know who Elliot will name. I'm deliberately stayed out of the time. You know, this all entire apparently.
Yes, I know him.
Is he a good man?
Well, I think probably Miles Ambrose knows him as well as anybody. They're very good friends.
Oh, yeah.
My relationship with him just been sporadic.
How will it work? How the hell will the doggone thing work when you get over here? He will. Elliot has the he's tried to, I think, in his own mind, and to get it said, he's an experienced guy.
Yes, he is.
His own mind is not to come in and preempt the whole thing, but to, you know, to just get a voice in there that, so that the public will know there's an independent voice, other than what you already had.
Wait, I see a film in where it's on a major decisional basis.
In other words, when you determine how you're going to die.
That's right. That's right. And the crises that have come along at the moment, you know, that are unexpected and
sure.
They feel like they need some guidance or direction on.
And you go to the special, because they certainly, months for them to get on to it.
Correct. And the big decisions really are going to be, not the affirmative ones, but the negative ones.
Yeah.
You're not going to prosecute X.
Oh boy, I'll say that. They'll say, why didn't you buy this home?
That's right.
No, that's right. The people who do not advise, rather than do advise, protecting the night and the persons, people won't even care what they get convicted of.
Well,
because I mean, that's so far down the road.
It's a really terrible thing, because the affirmative decision, a very personal one, a very soul-searching one, and a very professional one, and obviously you have to make that. And then, but if that turns out to be negative, it's going to take an awful lot of confidence of the public in the person who makes that decision and
right.
for it to be accepted.
Then it looks like, in other words, you're a special prosecutor and you would hope to get on the job before you have to make that decision.
Yes, sir.
That doesn't look like your parents when I heard that you're you don't expect to get to that until the first of the month anyway.
Well, I don't see how we can.
Yes, you really can.
That's right. That's just a very inefficient way to conduct an investigation.
Sure. It really is. Well, you know, it's really a shame after all your years of service that you have to go through this agony. Of course,
you say the same about yourself.
Well, you know, sure, it's been a little rough, but I'll survive it.
I'll survive it.
I mean, you know, after all, that's our job. And we just do the very best job we can. We make mistakes. We just hope to Christ we can survive it. You're going to survive it. And you've done the best damn job you can. People say, well, why did you do this and why did you do that? So, well, that was the decision you made at the time. And that's the decision I made at the time. People say, why the hell would they ever name Mitchell? Why did I name Spence? Why did I pick home? Why did I pick her? I understand. And or even, by the way, AKA, who is involved at all? Well, the point is that the man in charge has got to make decisions, and sometimes there will be ones that haunt him, sometimes they prove the ones that are pretty good, and sometimes he gets a bad rap on him.
Right, that's true.
But I don't want you to get a bad rap. I want you to know that I have told Richardson very strongly this. I feel it very, very strongly. But I want you to know that as I have looked over this whole deplorable mess, the things that have happened. I mean, the well-intentioned people making mistakes and compounding them. That your role has been one of trying your damn best to get the thing running into wall after wall after wall. And I think that's a proper description.
Well, you're right. It's all about my hindsight. You know, the thing that I go over and over, the only thing I regret, you know, that I didn't have balls enough, if you excuse the expression, to come up and bang on your door earlier in the game.
When could you
early in July, you see, the point of it is, but it was,
I didn't have the slightest idea.
It was instinctive. It was instinctive. And it was based on experience. It was a goddamn bit of evidence. And you can't walk up to the President of the United States and say, hey, look,
well, let me know,
this is what I feel in my gut.
General, it's fighting. Sure. He never said it.
Well, we thought we were doing it, but because we were telling Dean. We were telling Dean Glenn. Well, now we know why.
He says he didn't conduct an investigation.
Well, now we know why.
That's bullshit. Who the hell was he talking? You know what I mean? Who was he talking to, Henry?
Well, that's right. I mean, he
why did he sit on all these things and so forth? Well, I mean, I don't blame him. My point is that in order to bang the door, you take great discredit. When I was interesting little interview, I saw the paper where he said I called him. That's where he called me. It's not true. I called him about the hijacking.
I remember.
You're right about that. I congratulated him. And he said, you know, Mr. President, I think that this man Watergate, there's some people around your staff that maybe, they're getting at the bottom. I don't know what word you're discerning. I said, and he has did, or what happened. He got blocked on the end too. I'm just curious as to how you look at that, as to what the hell happened. Gray's an honest man. I don't think Gray would ever try to do something. The CIA, I know. Walters, I have known for years, announced they said no CIA involved, and they got them out. But Gray conducted all these damn interviews, but how could that have been a whole bunch of fake or anything? What you talking
about? Well,
weren't they asking the right questions?
Well, I think there was. You can't control the bureaucracy at that level. You can down through all of those agencies.
But you know, they all, Dick Clancy's always used to go to this long river all the last, even as late as March, February, before we had our, March, before we had our critical meeting on April 15th. Long river, about how many? He conducted 4,000 interviews and all that sort of thing, and so on. He conducted these interviews, but.
It's hard to put your finger on, even looking back, Mr. President. The agents, I think, they ask the question. No pulling punches there, I don't believe.
We never have.
You see, but it's best exemplified by Magruder's story.
Whereas we had to go through a roundabout way and prove where they'd been and
The identities they had used in their handwriting would take us 17 witnesses. CIA didn't want to go on in the case in chief. Their role could be undisclosed.
And they were not justified, I understand.
That's right.
And they should have really. Don't know. So, the CIA is basically all of them. When I say they should, even before a grand jury or something like that, try to bring in Waller, he can tell them.
Well, they have to. That's right.
That's right. He's got a good story to tell.
Well, they furnished us some stuff.
For example, I haven't talked to Waller myself, but he was talking. But they were trying to get, of all things, I couldn't believe this, back in July, that Dean Lisberg was trying to get the CIA to put these damn people on their payroll and to pick up their expenses.
Right.
Now, I don't know, that's so goddamn crazy.
I agree.
It's insane. Go ahead.
Well, in any event, when they furnished this, they furnished him a camera, and then he had come back and asked them to develop some of the pictures that they had taken. Well, one of the pictures, a couple of the pictures they furnished them to us, and we didn't know what to make of them. There was a picture of a room, a chair, a wall, and the outside of a parking lot. Yes, but they didn't know
when. What did they do
there? It was in October.
Still in October.
And they didn't know what they were either.
Oh, I see.
So we sat down and we looked at them, and there's a picture of Liddy in front of a parking lot. Mm-hmm. You know, and neither we or Silver to the prosecutors knew what they were. Didn't make any sense to us. No description, no identifying information in the CIA information. So we sat there with it. Well, when Dean told us about the break-in, April 15th, about the first we heard about it. Dean told us about it.
Why didn't he tell me about it?
I don't know. Thought he had. That's the way I interpreted your statement to me that I know about that. I thought he had told you, but in any event.
Oh, yes, he did, because he saw me after that.
Yeah.
When I talked to him in the 18th, and I said, yeah, yes, Dean. Dean told me, you see, I saw Dean after I saw you and Kleinie.
That's right. That's right. And that's what I thought he had told you.
The symbolic morning. Yes. Hold that.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. How did you know about the break-in, though?
I don't know.
But that's the first you heard.
That's the first we heard about it. And then,
Dean might have told me earlier. The earliest he could possibly have told me would have been the 1st of April if I did the march. But I didn't know goddamn what to do at all, what the crisis was all about. But go ahead.
Well, so we still didn't know. We didn't even know whether there was any validity to it or not. And we started the investigation. When we made the disclosure of Judge Byrne, we Chris started the investigation. We had no information of a psychiatric nature in our file. There was one interview with a psychiatrist. Well, when we determined what that psychiatrist's name was, then we went back to the photographs. And see, I didn't have the Ellsberg case at the time. It was internal security, and I didn't know anything about it.
That's why there was really no delay there.
That's right.
There
was
that.
That's right.
Because I remember the incident that you and Kleinie struggled over to me. I said, fire it over.
So when we went back and started to run the investigation to determine whether or not we had any of the product of the illegal entry, that's when we came up with the information. But there was
one thing I wanted to be sure. I trust, I trust that I was not in any way when I talked to you in the 18th trying to indicate to you, don't talk to him about that break-in. That wasn't what I'm talking about at all.
You know, Elliot asked me about that, and I said he was mad, and I didn't cross-examine him, and I'm not very good at cross-examining presidents, and I guess I'm not.
See, Elliot asked me.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to be sure we understand what I was mad about was something else, you know, at the point. But I just wanted you to understand my God.
No apologies, Mr. President. I get mad, too, and cuss him out once in a while.
But I was, that was the farthest thing from my mind. I didn't have the slightest idea what the damn thing was all about.
Well, I'm sorry the Ellsberg case got dismissed.
Yeah.
We still could have beaten it. The case was untainted, but it would have required...
Well, you remember, Mark, when I said Hunt was involved, he did work for the so-called national security area. He did. And that's while he was here. And the national security area, I said, was, in my view, not the proper, was not the, what the Watergate was about. But now, therefore, should not be on it. But did you remember, you asked me a question. You said, was any of the evidence obtained from this Microsoft operation? What's what I described it as, I think. Prosecutors, remember I said no, as far as I know.
That's right.
And we you said good. Because when you said that, I remember that meant that it didn't hurt the Ellsberg case.
Well, as a matter of fact, the Ellsberg case, as a matter of law, was not hurt. But you see, we didn't get the opportunity to prove it. Then the burden would have been on us to prove that every item of information we obtained came from an independent source and didn't stem in any way from that burglary. But Byrne got upset with us, and when we couldn't find the records, I guess he assumed we were holding back, and he just threw us out.
You mean not the records of the... You mean the second records, the records of this FBI stuff, you mean?
That's right.
Which was, as you know, which was something that occurred long before. Totally legal. An investigation, not of Ellsberg, but of Halperin, a member of the NSC staff.
Trying to determine the origins of the Watergate escapade. But the Senate committee, I'm certain, is going to win on a much broader basis.
People, I mean, the attorney general. press. They've got to have confidence.
Well, they do.
The president may make mistakes, but he doesn't do it for the purpose of obstructing justice, for Christ's sake.
No, I understand.
And I did not, but I told you that time I was unaware of this was something that doesn't mean that. I told him to do it with temper. And I said, now, for God's sake, don't. And I said, I already remember to this day, I said, you can question about anything you want about the goddamn water, but not about national security. But now, the question about that. But, no, it's not going to relate to water, but the rule of the committee that investigated the detailed question about national security and let him do it. I'd like to see what the hell he knows. I'd like to see, I don't know whether the son of a bitch did any good while he was here. Now, I'm glad we're here all this time, Henry, and I have never seen, I've never heard since then that they ever stopped the leak. You know what I mean? I think we did actually, well, Henry Kissinger indicated that Halpern was let go for a reason, so Halpern was let go because of leaks. We didn't catch him, but we were just saving his face. And one other, we also let go for that. So we didn't get two. Just think, but two people right in the National Security Office had to be caught. And that, damn it, that is a justifiable thing to do.
Right? I don't have any problem with that at all. I don't have any problem with that at all.
Not conduct an investigation of your leaks.
No, the problem is, it's the way it was done. I mean, if you had decided to run leaks, I prefer it be done with the FBI, but even if it was done by somebody else. But the problem was that the disappearance of the records and pulling the records out of the FBI and bringing them over here, and we were under the assumption that were destroyed, undermines the validity of the basic predicate.
Yeah, but on this, the record thing, the truth about that is, so that we well understand that it's not that we might be able to pull them over here. Sullivan brought those damn records over here. That was an internal fight within the FBI. Sullivan brought them over here after some consultation with Mitchell, because Hoover, in his old age, apparently, there was some thought that he was going to use, you know, talk about those. And I couldn't believe, because I always had such confidence in Hoover, to blackmail Mitchell. So Sullivan hauled them over here.
I'm not trying to fix responsibility.
What I'm saying is, I didn't know the goddamn records were here. Couldn't have cared less.
That's right.
But they weren't destroyed.
But you see, that was the assumption of it. And when they couldn't be found, and even the fact that, you know, they were hidden and taken out of the FBI, never mind whether you hid them or I thought they hid them, but that's the way it appears, then it undermines the whole basic predicate of.
Things
have to be done in government.
So, you know, you can't find the Johnson records over there in the FBI. What do you think happened to them?
Mr. President, I don't know. There are things about running this office square.
Where the Bobby Kennedy period, all the, they tell me half of it, can't find it.
Okay. I'm sure that's so.
Understand. I guess it's done, and because that's the way Hoover ran it, you know. Hoover did a lot of that, but he didn't like to admit it. But, well, at least, we can agree now that you're comfortable with the fact that the thing is going forward full blast, because we are getting the facts. So, their indictments will be forthcoming sometime.
Yes, sir.
And that the system of justice, ability of the administration to investigate itself will finally prove itself. That's what we have to do here.
Yeah, I'm confident of that, but we're not doing a very good sell on that as a proposition.
Not yet.
That's right.
No. Only thing that's going to sell it are the deeds.
That's right.
But you got to indict somebody, you know what I mean? Please, God, hope nobody.
I understand what you're
saying. It's only when the indictments come down that people are going to believe it. Otherwise, they're going to say, what the Christ, it doesn't matter. And they said, why are they taking so long? And the reason they're taking so long, apparently, is that you've got a jumbled bunch of so difficult in a case like this to get one corroborated. Particularly, when you have a lie piled upon a lie, is like a real problem. Or people telling the truth and seeing it in a different, big way.
Well, first of all, we have people who are admitted perjurers. Second, we have people talking. We have people talking who obviously have something to gain, which immediately makes their suspect. And on both of those, we have to corroborate them almost beyond chance. And third, we have the general reluctance of the people who are not yet involved or to tell the truth. And then we have the natural tendency of all of us to put a self-serving chaos on all of our statements. And with all of those factors coming to bear, we have a very difficult time.
And also it's an intricate
kind of case. And you have this destruction of all the documents.
This is like murder.
Destruction of the documents. And there's the absence of any real motive.
Motives, that's right.
That's at least an easily understandable motive.
Even motives of the so-called cover-up. What the crisis are they trying to cover? I mean, what the hell is what could they have said? What could have gotten in the future? They're all caught. They're all going to go to the claim. Oh, yes, they could go. They might get covered. Somebody hired.
Well, that's right. That's right. But you can't cover up with that many people involved.
What word?
Well, you can't maybe with a... With a real criminal organization, you know, where jail is part of the business and they don't really fear it. But with people like us, you know, when the jail door starts to clang, you know, they just want to know, what can I tell you?
You have that many enemies.
That's right.
Well, also, the whole idea, you know, that you have that many enemies, and these guys have sit in jail there for 4, 5, 6 years, and not talk. What the hell are you, where are you going to get the money? If you can get the money, how are you going to spend it? Those are the questions I asked Dean. His own suspicions. He didn't say he'd done it, and I don't think he did. That what other thing, you know, the whole Bitcoin business. And I said, well, but John said, who in the world thinks that can work? How in the hell could you expect a punk to stay in jail for 4 years or something like that? And who the hell's going to pay him for 4 years? So, well, anyway, we've been around that track. Thank God. Let's get it done with now. Let's get it done with. Frankly, I think some of the poor Cubans arrested are going to deserve those 20-year terms over for what they left the chief investigator of the Irving Committee off with a suspended sentence for this damn thing.
That's
it shows that people are, I personally, Sorokin is trying to break the thing, I assume that he'll, after he, that's another reason why your indictment is sinking here, for once you indict a higher up, then I would think Sorokin would be more reasonable with the poor damn Cubans.
That's right.
Would you think so? Because Jesus Christ, I mean, I feel the higher ups too, you understand, more. They're my friends. But basically, I take the Cubans, for example, whom I don't know at all. My God, they're just a bunch of, you know, hired hands.
That's right.
Engaging in activities that normally they get a slap in the wrist for. Right?
That's right.
I must suppose you get better. Well, anyway, I want to tell you that I will probably not have an opportunity to see you again because I'll leave it, the whole thing with Bizarre, and I don't want to have any interference whatever with this thing. I just want you to know that if there's ever any feeling that there's any lack of cooperation in this White House, I expect you to come bang on this door.
I will indeed.
You can do it. Now you'll know, and I will. I may not offer it back quite as fast sometimes as you like, but I think I would do the right thing. I'm sure you want to lose your try. We all try. Everybody tries this in this office. And we'll do our damnedest to cooperate. And if you find anything over there likely, and I want you to particularly sure, Elliot, if you will, to the special prosecutor when he gets in here, the talks we've had that I have tried to be cooperative and told you this, and that we want to know the goddamn facts. Because I must say that even that that mystery provision somewhere. On Elster, we got it out there as fast as we could.
Yes, sir.
And we got it out of this damn office as quick as we could. But not as, not to be the word it was, we didn't know where it was. Too bad they didn't get it there, just to be something. You didn't voice the case though, because that was the question.
That's right.
I thought.
That's right.
It was not known to the prosecution, was it?
No, sir.
And why is he throwing it then?
Just got exasperated. That's not the essence of it. He thought we were deliberately withholding based on admitted governmental misdeeds. And
yeah, it's too bad we didn't get the, too bad we couldn't have found the FBI paper and they got there earlier.
Well, you see that.
That would have made a difference maybe if you'd gotten that damn thing out there, even though that we weren't withholding.
Well, we would have had to produce all the stuff on Halpern. Because Halpern was also a member of the defense team.
Boy, in that case.
Yes, sir. We had to produce all the stuff on Halpern.
Oh. Well, good. Produce it.
Well, I mean, you know, we didn't get it there in time. That's,
you had to produce it, didn't you?
Oh, no. We didn't get it until Saturday. He threw the case out on Friday.
Oh, well, you don't have to now.
That's right. Yeah.
You can have
it.
I don't want it. Look, we got a little comfort here. Complaints, people who do extraordinarily good things with the seal. There is the seal of the president from that rug. For ladies.
Thank you so much.
Tell your wife she's got to believe the president.
She does indeed. We're very
nice.
We do indeed.
That was a tough call. That's an eight-man broadcast from this office, and that was the hardest one that we had to done. And we're going to do the right thing here. Don't be concerned with a single pass. We get a lot of kicking around. But by God, you can be sure that I will, we'll cooperate every way we can. We're going to get this out. The system of justice must be vindicated. And of course, I think, Henry, I don't know, we should not comment on this. I think it's going to be a great travesty of justice for the Urban Committee to go forward with those hearings and to drag those out and convict these guys before they ever get before that man. I do not think that John Mitchell can get a fair trial. Any place in this
No, I agree with that. But the one word for me about that, and it's going to look like I'm trying to cover up.
I know you're responsible. That's right. Elliot ought to stop. Special prosecutor ought to stop. Somebody ought to.
Maybe the special prosecutor can't, but.
But he ought to. But let me say,
so I resent, you know, because I'm used.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. You're welcome.